USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Texas, Alabama, and several other states cannot proceed with their lawsuits over the Biden administration's decision to revoke a permit for the now-canceled Keystone XL pipeline project, a Texas federal court ruled Thursday. XL worker Chris Olson on Fox Business when he lost his job.
A guy that runs heavy equipment when they're for building pipelines, how's he going to get a job in solar?
Judge Jeffrey V. Brown said the court takes the TC Energy at its word that Keystone XL is dead. Because it's dead, any ruling on whether Biden had the authority to revoke the permit would be advisory, end quote. The next time we elect a president, Republicans are ramping up their search for a host city for the party's 2024 national convention, narrowing the list to four cities. The cities in contention are Milwaukee, Nashville, Pittsburgh, and Salt Lake City. A decision is expected in the spring. USA Radio News.
Get to Kohl's to save on beauty, essentials, and home. Take 20% off all beauty and fragrance during our Love Your Look beauty event. Pick up Nike hoodies for the family starting at $19.99. Save 50% on Carter's for baby. And Sonoma Goods for Life bath towels are only $8.99. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And get Kohl's cash this weekend at Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid September 20th through 23rd with promo code SAVINGS. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
A German Shepherd dog is being called a hero.
A dog is being hailed a hero after it led New Hampshire police to the mangled truck that its owner had been driving with a friend when he crashed. According to the state police in New Hampshire, they had a report of a loose German Shepherd on Interstate 89, right at the Vermont-New Hampshire border. Officers tried to catch the dog, but it ran. A short time later, the troopers found a damaged section of the guardrail, and they realized that a pickup truck had rolled over. The officers then found two occupants of the pickup that had been ejected and were both freezing and seriously injured. One of the men, Cam Laundry, was identified as the dog's owner. Even though he faces charges of drinking and driving, he still is glad to be alive. He said his dog was his guardian angel. Sadly, another dog that was in the pickup, a bulldog, was hit on the highway and killed. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
We are USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Speaking to a reporter at an event in Jacksonville, Florida this week, Governor Ron DeSantis, Republican, clashed with a reporter over monoclonal COVID-19 statistics.
The things have been said that have been very resistant to vaccines and masks.
That's not true. First of all, that's not true. Florida, over the summer and today, has had higher vaccination rate than the U.S. as a whole. That's just the fact. We've had the highest in the Southeast for pretty much the whole time. We have over 90% of our elderly population. The fact of the matter is, the vast majority of people who get monoclonal treatments have been vaccinated. I know that doesn't fit the narrative. Go down and look at the Miami-Dade site. They actually put it out every day. How many people got treatments? How many were vaxxed versus not vaxxed? And it's always 2, 3, 4 to 1 vaxxed to unvaxxed. So that's just the reality. And so to use the vaccine as a reason to deny treatment or our policies regarding, and let's be honest, they wanted mandatory vaccinations. That's what they were pushing for. Passports to where you can't go into a restaurant. I mean, a 5-year-old kid can't go someplace because he hasn't done this. The clinical trial for 5 to 11-year-olds for Pfizer found no severe COVID outcomes for either the vaccine arm or the control arm. Nobody got severe COVID in that clinical trial.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.